Vayter in Shas, we have a Siddhav Tzadi Zayim, Pigger of Mon, Tzadi Vovum, Beis Bar Abam, and a page, five lines up from the bottom, story time. Ahu Gavra. There was a man, the Shol Narga Mechavi, borrowed an axe from his friend, Itbar, and then it broke. It really, really broke. Also, the comment over the came in front of Rabbi Arbele, he said to him, Zil Icy Sadi, the Lav Shani's Ba. Bring Edom that you didn't, switch or make any changes in the type of work that you were doing. Use the act for the proper thing that you do. The iftar, and then you're going to be potter. You're off the hook. You don't got to pay for nothing. The elekasadi mai. What if there's no Edom over there? Or what about then? How much you got to pay? Toshima dahu gavra de shaul narga mechavri. There was a story that a guy borrowed an axe from his friend. The iftar, and it broke. We're talking about now in a case where he was using it in a way, as we're going to see, in a pshiyadik fashion. Also coming to Rav, coming from Rav Amalei, Rav said to him, Zil Shalim Le Narga Me'alya. Go and pay him up. Pay the guy up, you got to get him a good axe. So Amru Le Rav Kahana Rav Asi Le Rav, they went and they said to Rav, beep, turn the page. Sadi Zion Omer Aleph. Dina Hachi, is that really the din? Vishasig Rav, and Rav was quiet, basically saying, yup, that's a din. Rav says, Dina achi, shishalim lo kli, asoy masukan. Rav was above a comma, gabi niskin tashlumi nezek, malamit shabailim mitaplim binavela, shishamid lo anavela, shalabahema shamezai dizet, shizikalo, vale, mosiv masham, demand, hochanami, shumlo shiribishon, vale mishalim doma, vize, yelich vichach vichnalo, kliacher. Like, why do you have to give him back another one of these things? Like, what's going on over here, right? We saw above a comma that after they evaluate the broken axe, the borrower only has to pay the difference between the value of the broken one and something that's going to be new. And then the owner, he holds on to the broken one. He has to try to sell it himself and then use that money and the extra stuff that's going on here. Vesasig Rav, and Rav was quiet. Vehilchasig Rav, Kahana Ravasi. The Mahadalei Tavre, that they were giving back the broken pieces. Umimbalya Le, the main money. Just, give them the difference of whatever's left over. Hahu Gavra, there was a man. So there was this guy that the Shol Davle Mechavri borrowed a bucket from his friend Itbar, and it broke. It broke. The bucket broke. He was using it regularly, and it broke. That's the coming to our papa. And on my lay, papa says, I see sad the low shunnies, but you'll bring it in that you didn't change for the one supposed to use. Vifta, and you can be off the hook. Ahu gavra, right? Because that also is, something that was done doing work. Mesa machmas milacha. Therefore, you are off the hooky. Ahu gavra, the show shunru mechav. A guy borrowed it, meow, a cat from his friend. Why do you want a cat? Yes, you want to get rid of them mice. And chavur alei achboru ketluhu, but the mice, they came together. United we stand, divided we fall. They attacked the cat, and they killed the cat. Oh, how that for a plot twist. Yosef Ravashi, v'komi bailai. Ravashi said and asking, ki I gav them, what's it did in such a case? Ki mitzamachas malacha dami? Is it considered mitzamach malacha? Olo, or not. Right? Maybe not. So amalei Rav Mordechai l'Ravashi, he said that, you see it. Hachi Amar Avimi Mehagronia Mishmei Derava Gavra Denashi Katluhu. In the case of a man who a woman went and killed, Ashes Lohi Lo Lipo Bedin, Lipo Biyadan, Lo Dina Velo Daini. There's no judgment and no judge. That what's happening over here that Rava is coming to show is that the man's death was unexpected, since under normal circumstances, he never would have fallen to the, to a woman to go and to kill him. Rashi's lo here, lo lipo biyadan. Right? That's, we read that Rashi already, but that's really what it means. Shouldn't have fallen to a woman. Maybe nowadays, the real question is, what is a woman? Anyway, some say that the cat ate a lot of mice and died from eating all the mice. It was too much mice. Rashi is nischamim, they heated up. Yosef Ravashi, you thought about it, and Kai gav the mice. What's going to be in such a case? Is that considered like part of the work, or they're off the hook, or the what about? Amalei Rav Mordechai liravashi hacham ravimi meagronia gavra denashi katlua lo dina v'lo dina. A man who with that a woman killed, There's no din, there's no dayan. In other words, again, this is something totally uncommon, unusual, and therefore the borrower, couldn't have expected that this cat would die from the mice, and therefore it's considered work related, and the person is going to be off the hook. Amarava, the person wants to go borrow some of his friend and be off the hook for any sort of chiev. Namele Ashkia and Maya should say to a friend before he takes a thing, could you give me some water? And then this also is going to be borrowing with the owner, like working for you. It's coming at the same time. Right, and v'ipikeach, and if the owner is really smart, Nirmalei should say back to him, shoyl b'disha v'hadashkech, you know, borrow this animal first, then I'll give you the drink, so therefore they're not coming together. Therefore, you're going to be chayv. Right, the reason why, if they do it at the same time, you're going to be patur, like we saw the last couple of daf, that if you have the owner with it, then the person is going to be patur. So that's why you try to pull the shtick over here. Amar Rava says, Zokt the Heilige Rava, Makri Dardakidish Tala Tabacha. If you have a teacher, one who teaches kids, a gardener and a butcher. Rashi says it's like a sharecropper who makes vineyards for others and he gets some of the profits from it. Rashi says, Note Kramim Lemechsa. V'umna Saper Masa and a blood letter. It says, Mak is dumb. Sapram is Sapris Anshia Ir Bittisporis. This is a barber. Cool hon. All of them, Be'idan Avidatayu. When all of them are working at the time that they lend something, Kishela Babayam Dom, it's considered like borrowing with the owner. And then the borrower is going to be putter. He's off the hook. Amale Rabbanu Rava Rabbanu Seta Rava. Amrle Rabbanan Lirava Sha'olan Mar. You are like working for us because you're teaching us Torah the whole day. And therefore, if we borrow an animal from you and then it dies, then we're not going to be chayev. Says Rashi, Ravina, Sha'olan Mar, Ravina Nishal Lanu, Lamachtenu Lilmod Lanu Torah, Sheyoshifa Malabed Lanu Torah, Koleom. Vim Nishal Mimena Behemo, Mesa Niftar, then we're going to be off the hook. Ikbid Amar Lehu, Rava was makbid about how they looked at this. And he says, La'afkue Momonai Kaboisu, do you want to go and take away my money? You're lent out to me, which is for the Torah study. Because I can go and separate you from one mesechta to another. In other words, I could start studying a different mesechta, and even though you're not going to be happy with it, I could choose that. Atun lo matzisa lishmat leish tamute, but you guys can't go out and detach me. Right? You're not the one who decides which one I'm going to choose. So if we're saying that he's the one being serviced over here, since he decides what mesechta, what work is being done, which work is being learned over here, therefore if I borrowed an animal from you and it died, I would be off the hook, but you wouldn't be. Velohi, but the Gemara knocks off Rava, right? Velohi, because Iu Sholhu Biyoma Dechala. So it's a split. It depends. It says like this. Iu Sholhu Biyoma Dechala. The Yom Dechala was Shoshim Yom Kodem L'Chag. They used to have Shiurim about the particular subject of the Chag that was coming. And that, it can't switch a topic over there. So therefore, it's considered like he's working for them. Inu Shilulei B'Shar Yomim. But the rest of the days there are working for him, Kilo. Says the Gemara. So it's not a full-on argument. On that. It's just splits depending on what the case is. Story time. Maremar bar Chanina Ogar kid Kodnaisa Bey Chuzoy. Maremar, he lent out, he leased his mule to the people of Bey Chuzoy. That says Kodnaisa is a preda. Preda, it's a mule. Nafik Lidaluye Teuna Badayu. And when he did it, he went out with them to load on the cargo. Onto the animal, Pashu Ba'o Mace. And then they were poshea with it, they were negligent, and the mule died. Also going to Rav Chaim Vinu, they came for the Rav, and he was mechayev them. Amalei Rabbanon LaRav, Pshia B'Bailami, but it was Pshia with Bailami, because the owners came along and helped load up the things, so it was like under the say under them as well, except for they should be putter. Ichsef Rav was embarrassed because he made a mistake. Lasofik Limilsa de la Mesar to Una Hu Denofik. It came out at the end that it was to, he was just there to watch the unloading, that Mirimer went out of there, but he really didn't actually do it. Rashi says, Liro Shalo Yerbu Masa, that they weren't going to put too much over there. And therefore, his ruling was actually correct. Right, this whole thing is makes sense according to one who says that when Pshia B'Bailam is going to be Pater, Mishum Hachi Ichsef, because of that, he was embarrassed about saying that he was when he thought it turned out he was helping them. Elamanda Amr Chayev, the one who says that Pshia B'Yishomer is Chayev, even if the owner was working with them, then Amay Ichsef, why would he be embarrassed? He was right. There's a Gemara, lo mifsha pashuba. The ones renting over there are actually not poshea and didn't cause it to die. El ignuve ignuv. The animal is stolen. Mesa kedarka beganav havi. And what was the case? That later died naturally by the ganav. It ended up dying by the ganav. Vasal came into Rava, Chavinu, and they came in front of Rava, and he was mechayev them to pay. Amalei Rabbanon the Rava, Geneva Babilim. This is called Geneva Babilim, and therefore they're going to be putter from paying from mechayev, even though the owner was not there when the animal was actually stolen. So Echsef Rava was embarrassed because why? Because everybody says in such a circumstance that you're actually going to be potter, nachayev, lesof, igloi milsa, de la mesa, to una, ho denofik, and it came out that he was actually just going to see it, the loading going on over there, and not actually to help over there, and Meremar didn't actually serve them what was happening, therefore, it's not considered they're going to be potter, and Rava actually ended up being correct. Zok the next heilige Mishnah. Now, a bit of a reminder to understand what's about to happen. We know that someone who's a shoel, he's chayev more things, even things that are like ones, if the animal dies, let's say. And a renter is not going to be chayev for that. What happens if you have like a chetzi-chetzi deal going on? Says the Mishnah, shoel, sapara, let's say you borrow a cow. Shoel chatziyom, you borrowed it for half a day. Usor chayev, and he also rented it for half a day. What is going to be the deal, right? You have the cow for the whole day, half and half. Sha'ala yom, or let's say you borrowed it for today, uschar lebachar, and you rented it for tomorrow. You got yourself a 2-day spiel over there. So let's say you rented one cow and you borrowed another one. You got two cows now. Wow, look at that. One of them you're borrowing, one of them you're hiring, you're renting. Umesa. And the cow died while still the one who has it, the borrower, the renter has it. Hamashil omer, in these circumstances, the lender says, "Sheula mesa, the borrowed thing you had died. Biyom shaisa sheula mesa, and it died in the day that it was borrowed. Beep, turn the page. Nun zanima base, or b'sha shaisa sheula mesa, or it died during the time it was borrowed. V'halo meini odea, and the other one says back, you know what? I actually don't know. I just don't know. I don't know which animal died. I don't know if it was the first of the second, you know, it was during the borrowing time and not during the borrowing time. He's being honest. What's the case? Chayev. In such an instance, I says Chayev l'shalim, debari v'shama bari yada, because it's a case of bari v'shama. This one's saying for certainty, this one's saying, I don't know. What about, let's say, socher mitzchur mesa, if the renter says, no, what do you mean? It says the rented cow died, and they're from off the hook. But yom shoy says, schur mesa was the day that was rented, I'm off the hook. Shoy says, schur mesa or died during the time that it was rented, I'm off the hook. Follow me in your day. I said, no, pata is going to be pata, bari v'shama, bari yada. Next, zeom sheula, let's say the owner goes and says, that this one says that the borrowed cow died. Therefore, you're chayiv. Is that omer schur? No, it was rented. Yishava asocher, because now you got bari v'bari. Yishava asocher, sheskura mesa. He has to swear that it was the one that was rented died, and then he's going to be off the hook. And last but not least, ze omer en yodea. Ze omer en yodea yachloku. Then they go out and they divide it. They figure out the value of what it is and they divide it. Says the Gemara, Shamat Minei. learn from here that we have another principle, in another place as a discussion, and maybe we're going to learn out from this discussion, Shamat Mina, we learn from here that the Gemara comes up and later on in Bava Kamma, that money libiotcha, if someone comes to one guy and says, hey, a money of mine is in your hand, in other words, you owe me 100 zuz. Follow me the other day, he says, I don't know, chayev, that you're going to be chayev to go ahead and to pay it, because bari v'shema, bari adif, lema tavi tifter of Nachman, let's say this knocks off Rav Nachman's opinion, the itmar, we learned, money libiotcha, if a person says, you owe me a money, says, I don't know. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amar Chayev, Yechayev. Rav Nachum, Rav Yochanan, Amri Potter. So Rav Nachum comes and says, in such a case, you're going to be Potter. Rashi says, why? Because Uki Mamona, Cheskas Mari, they have a Chazaki, keep it in their hands. Velo Tafkia, Misfeki, you don't take it out during the case of a Suffolk. It must be that they get knocked out from our Mishnah's first case of here. Says Gemara, no. Because we get to say, Kida Amar Rava. We could say, like Rava says, I'm sorry, the Amar of Nachman, that Kigon Sheish Esek Shfua Beinehem. We're dealing a case where there's an Esek Shfua, a whole disagreement about a Shfua, a swear, that's between the two of them. And Hachinami here also, Mr. Tugmakon Yesh Esek Shfua Beinehem, there's an Esek Shfua between them, and because of that Shfua not happening, he has to go and pay. Rashi explains, what does it mean? He's now chayev in a shvua with his taina, but he's not able to swear because he says eni yodea. And therefore the Mishnah says he has to go and pay, because the din is that one who's chayev midaraisa, one is chayev midaraisa to swear and can't do it, he actually has to pay. In the case of the loan, though, where the person's claim doesn't give a reason as a chiyuv to go into swear. So if Nachman says, he's off the hook. So the Mishnah's first din and the first ruling, and Rav Nachman's ruling, they're not talking to each other there. And the Gemara is going to go on to explain why it would be that the borrower in the Mishnah is chayv midaraisa to swear. And by doing that, it's going to go and give us a little bit of a different understanding of what the Mishnah's case is. But we're going to hold off until tomorrow for that. So we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.